This is KPTC 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Charlie Bermant, reporting from home with news and commentary for Thursday, March 26, 2020. The latest COVID-19 exposure count in Jefferson County is 10 as of Wednesday afternoon. Three of these are presumed as in-county exposures, while seven were contracted outside the county. Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke said yesterday that some of these could have originated overseas. Of the 436 patients tested, 235 are negative, while 191 are awaiting results. As for local testing, some results are taking up to a week, which is far below the preferred expectation of 24 to 72 hours. This could change in early April, when testing could take place in Jefferson County's own lab. According to information presented at a Jefferson Healthcare webinar yesterday, the hospital has the equipment and staff to do so, but some details need to be worked out in order to get the lab running. When this occurs, this could not only decrease the testing time, but increase the number of available tests. But as with anything else during this emergency, success depends on a series of interconnecting factors. In response to a highly publicized shortage, we see people driving cars and going to supermarkets wearing face masks. While this can give people a sense of security, such behavior doesn't correspond to the intention of the face masks, which are primarily meant to prevent an infected person from transmitting sneeze and cough residue to those who are not infected. Health Officer Locke said that people who need to use the mask because they may be infected should not be in any supermarket or public setting. Gloves are also misunderstood, as they retain more germs than skin. The best process, Locke said, is to skip the gloves and continue vigorous hand washing. Making masks at home could be an effective way to stop the spread of the virus. Homemade masks, however, are intended for community members and will not be used in medical offices unless the shortage becomes more acute and community members are given the tools to make medically specific masks. Local mask-making efforts are not coordinated, but that could change. According to Emergency Operations Center spokesperson Kepi Keplinger, details to establish mask-making protocols are still pending and will soon be posted on the EOC website. People are requested to not contact Jefferson Healthcare with questions or deliver homemade masks to the hospital. The COVID-19 emergency has extended several government deadlines. Taxes are now due in July rather than April, and the census has pushed back its deadline. As for property taxes, the first half is still due on April 30th and the second in October. But Jefferson County Treasurer Stacy Prada is requesting property owners who can afford to pay the whole amount now should do so, as the increased cash will support essential services, most critically health and hospital districts. In a press release, Prada said that local governments will be hard-pressed to provide services through the end of this pandemic and the end of this year. Paying your full year's taxes in the first half will help to bridge the gap before any state or federal assistance may arrive. Early payers will benefit from a reduced service fee for e-check users, and Prada is implementing a program to forgive penalties and interest for those property owners who experience financial hardship. As for the census, by now each of us presumably has received instructions in the mail. April 1st is Census Day, and we need to indicate our normal place of residence on that date. So if a college student is home due to the COVID-19 shutdown, they should fill out their forms as if they still live on campus. The previous requirement was to respond by the end of April, but that's been pushed back to August. This seems unnecessary, as it's not that difficult or time-consuming to just get it over with. And as Jefferson County Census Coordinator Jeannie McMacken points out, most people are out of work now and have a lot of time on their hands. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news and information Monday through Saturday at noon and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant with today's news, reminding you that everything could change tomorrow.